أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ أوحيت إلى الحواريين أن آمنوا بي وبرسولي قالوا آمنا واشهد بأننا مسلمون. إذ قال الحواريون يا عيسى ابن مريم هل يستطيع ربك أن ينزل علينا مائدة من السماء قال اتقوا الله إن كنتم مؤمنين. قالوا نريد أن نأكل منها وتطمئن قلوبنا ونعلم أن قد صدقتنا ونكون عليها من الشاهدين. قال عيسى بن مريم اللهم ربنا أنزل علينا مائدة من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين. قال الله إني منزلها عليكم فمن يكفر بعد منكم فإني أعذبه عذابا لا أعذبه أحدا من العالمين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 111 to 115. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remember the time when we cast into the hearts of the Hawariyin. Hawariyin refers to the disciples of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. The word Allah ta'ala used here is Ohaytu, which comes from the word Wahi. Wahi in its original language means to cast, to place some thought into the heart of a person. It is used for Nubuwat when the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam get revelation. The word Wahi is also used, but then Allah ta'ala uses it like Allah Ta'ala speaks about the inspiration Allah gives to a bee. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the day of Qiyamah. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will inspire the earth. So it is used in a different context. But here Allah Ta'ala says that we cast into the hearts of the Hawariyin. What was the cast? What was Allah Ta'ala saying? An aminu bi wa bi rasuli. Bring iman in me and bring iman in my Rasul. Either Allah Ta'ala is speaking about the Wahi Allah sent down to Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, or Allah Ta'ala is speaking about guidance that Allah Ta'ala had guided the Hawariyun, the disciples of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Qalu amanna, they responded that we have brought iman. Washhad bi annana muslimun, and bear witness that we are believers, we are Muslims, we are obedient. We have submitted and subjugated to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. After doing all of that, it had come into the hearts of the Hawariyun, the disciples of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, that they should see further miracles from Allah Ta'ala at the hands of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. The previous verses, a whole host of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's miracles that Allah sent down to Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, which we discussed in the last lesson. But over and above that, they became enthusiastic to see more, and hence they made a request to Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ, remember the time when the Hawariyun, the disciples, said, يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ, O Isa, son of Maryam, هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكَ أَن يُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Does your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have the ability to send down upon us a table spread, a food spread? In other words, a cloth filled with food from the skies. قَالُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam's response was that fear Allah ta'ala if you have iman. This response of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was in view of a few aspects. One is this, that you've seen so many miracles, now you are asking for some more. And secondly is the word, هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكَ. Does your Rabb have the ability? It was not that they doubted in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, otherwise Isa alayhi salatu wassalam would have severely reprimanded them. But to use these type of words, does Allah have the ability? Can Allah ta'ala do? All of that should never come onto the lips or even the hearts of a believer, because a believer believes that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does everything. قَالُوا نُرِيدُ أَن نَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُنَا. So they said that all we desire is that we eat from the sustenance that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sends down. Number two, وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُنَا, and our hearts are consoled, our hearts receive solace. Number three, وَنَعْلَمَ أَن قَدْ صَدَقْتَنَا, and that we know that you have spoken the truth with regards to you being the Nabi of Allah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon you these very many great miracles. وَنَكُونَ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ, and that we become shahid, we become witnesses to all of this, that we see first hand at our request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam makes dua to Allah. Qala Isa ibn Maryam, Isa ibn Maryam said, making dua to Allah, Allahumma rabbana anzil alayna ma'idatan minas sama, O our Rabb, send down a food spread from the sky, takunu lana eida, so it will be a festivity, a means of rejoicing, eating, li awwalina, for those that are present at this moment, wa akhirina, and for those that come later, wa ayatan minka, and O Allah, it is a sign from you, warzuqna, wa anta khayrul raziqin, and O Allah, sustain us, for verily you are the best of sustainers. Allah Ta'ala's response to Isa alayhi salam, qala Allahu inni munazziluha alaykum, Allah Ta'ala revealed to him, O Isa, certainly we will send down the food spread. However, there is one clause, one condition. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْضُ مِنْكُمْ, thereafter, whoever disobeys, whoever disbelieves from amongst you, فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا, then I will send down such a punishment, لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ, with which I had not punished anyone in the entire universe. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to him. Whether this food spread was sent down or not, some ulama said it was not sent down. However, there is a narration in Tirmidhi that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said it was sent down. Allah Ta'ala had sent very many ni'mats, but there was one clause to it, that فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْضُ مِنْكُمْ, one is that whoever disbelieves and whoever sins with regards to it, was that Allah Ta'ala had stated to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam that no one will take from the dastarkhan and store. Whatever is there, you will eat. And when you finished eat, then you are done. But because when the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala come down showering, they will be in great abundance. There was great abundance. The Bani Israel then were tempted, the disciples, the people of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So some of them began to take from the dastarkhan. They took from the food spread, and the result of it was that the adab of Allah Ta'ala had come down, and those that had committed the sin, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had transformed their faces into apes and into swine. Because of this promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find that the Bani Israel had done that on one previous occasion when Allah ta'ala sent man and salwa. Allah ta'ala sent down quails, there was dew for them. It came right at their doorstep, right in front of them. All they needed to do was to eat. But there also the command was that you will never ever store for the next day. Eat now what you have, and that is it. But they again, they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had the Bani Israel not stored either this occasion or that occasion, then food would have never fermented. Food wouldn't have gone off. Meat would have never got rotten. In other words, Allah ta'ala's ni'mat became a difficulty upon mankind because of these doings of the Bani Israel. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.